there are five distinct economic offerings. In the beginning were commodities, the basis of the agrarian economy, the things you pull out of the ground, grow in the ground, raise in the ground. Then there were physical goods. They were used commodities as a raw material to make or manufacture things that that were the basis of the industrial economy. Then the latter half of the 20th century, we shifted into a service economy, where services became the predominant economic offering. And today, we're in an experience economy, where experiences, which are events that engage each person in an inherently personal way and thereby create a memory, are experiences are becoming the predominant economic offering. They're what people want. And that causes goods and services to be commoditized. And then there is a fifth one above even experiences, and that is transformations. Transformations, when you use experiences as the raw material to guide people to change, to help them achieve their aspiration in some way, such as in healthcare, in education, in fitness centers, and B2B in management consulting in that. So each one of these are built atop the previous one. We only ever transform through the experiences that we have. You know, we're all the product of our experiences. So transformations happen through experiences. Experiences are built on top of services. If you want a great experience, you need to start with the base of great service that provides the activities that people want. Services are built on top of goods. You think about going to a restaurant and the fact you've got tables and chairs and cups and lights and so forth. And then goods are built on top of commodities. They're made out of the raw materials that that come out of the earth. You know, retailers basically have a choice about whether to compete on price and convenience or to compete on experience. And if you have a physical store, you know, very, very quickly, it's becoming the fact that the only reason to go into the store is for an experience. Otherwise, I can buy it off the internet at a lower price with much less of my time being involved. And so you need to give a reason for people to come into the store, where retailers need to understand that the experience is the marketing, that the best way to generate demand for their merchandise is with an experience so engaging that people can't help but come to the stores, spend time with them, and then buy the goods basically as memorabilia for the experience that they have. Well, you know, not every company has to shift into the experience economy. I think every company can benefit by it, but not every company has to. But if you don't, then sooner or later you will be commoditized. And so you have to live in a commodity environment where you have to automate as much as possible, you have to eliminate labor as much as possible, you have to reduce your prices as much as possible. And so the better way is to shift up this progression of economic value, as I call it, to go beyond the commoditized goods and services, to staging experiences, and perhaps even guiding transformations for each one of your individual customers.